There's this popular adage that sheds light on a truth that I think must be just about as old as time itself. I think it's used by professionals in just about every field imaginable, and it's strangely ubiquitous in its seeming application. And I'm sure it's one that we are most, at least, familiar with ourselves. It's this adage that when used with foresight, gives us the occasion to look ahead and avert the potential for disaster. More frequently, though, it's a phrase that's uttered after the fact to try to rationalize or account for such disasters. They call it Murphy's Law. And simply, succinctly, and veritably put, the adage tells us that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. This may seem like an incredibly pessimistic way to start a Christmas sermon, but hear me out. Or rather, hear Luke out. As the gospel writer conveys the story of the long-awaited Messiah's coming into the world, we encounter a story filled with anxieties and fears and all sorts of worst-case scenarios being played into reality. I mean, if we really think that this story is a pristine Hallmark card moment of peace and serenity, if we think that this Christmas message is a perfect little storybook moment of peace, then we haven't heard the story right. From the onset, the story of God entering the world seems to be riddled, if not dictated, by Murphy's Law for Mary and Joseph, this couple that's nestled right in the heart of this narrative. Just think about it. Here we have this young engaged couple who I would bet want nothing more than to get married and to settle into their lives together in the quiet little town of Nazareth. It's a pleasant yet wholly unremarkable couple in the middle of a wholly unremarkable town. But anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And into the couple's quiet lives, the angel Gabriel brings a message and a twist to the plot. Mary, though an unmarried virgin, is going to have a baby. While Gabriel elucidates the joy of such news, saying that this child will be great and called the Son of the Most High, the angel's first words to Mary ultimately betray what must have been her first and instinctive reaction to such news. "Do not be afraid," he says to Mary, because fear is the logical first reaction to such an announcement. After all, news of an unexpected pregnancy out of wedlock was at best grounds for being socially ostracized among their community. At worst, it was a death sentence in a society where one could live or die by the social and religious mores of their time. As if such an initially terrifying proposition wasn't enough, the couple's situation is further complicated by Emperor Augustus's need for an empire-wide census, the first of its kind, mind you. Because anything that can go wrong will go wrong. What starts as an inconvenience quickly becomes a crisis as the time for Mary to give birth finally arrives in the midst of this administrative procedure. Away from home, in a strange city, not having any additional support outside of her young fiancé, the onset of labor could not have come at a seemingly worse moment for Mary. Because anything that can go wrong will go wrong. The soon-to-be parents are not even able to find a vacancy in the inn in the city. So seeking out the bare minimum of even a simple roof over their heads, the impending parents settle into an animal stall. And it's there, then, that the baby finally arrives as they wrap him in bands of cloth and lay him in a feeding trough. Because anything that can go wrong will go wrong. This new mother, her infant, and her fiancé are hardly given a moment to catch their breath before the first visitors show up to see the baby. But this isn't family. This isn't a physician to see how she is doing. These are shepherds. Stinky, dirty, less than desirable shepherds who show up to come see a baby. Surprise pregnancy before marriage. A government-mandated relocation. An animal stall turned delivering room, and these social pariahs as first-come visitors. This is how God decides to enter the world? This is no greeting card. This is a mess. It almost offends our sensibilities, doesn't it? I mean, things with God should be proper and polished. The birth of this Messiah should have been attended to by a council of midwives and physicians. He should have been born in a palace. He should have been visited by the emperor himself. But instead, we're left with this exercise in Murphy's Law, where it seems that at just about every possible step along the way, at every turning point in this story, things went awry. You know, maybe that's just it. Maybe that's the point. Jesus' entrance into the world isn't marked by the pomp and circumstance we might expect from a kingly arrival. His entrance is embedded in a story that is marred by seeming scandal and inconvenience and borderline tragedy. That's exactly what makes it such a story of great news. It's Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, was born into a whole mess of a situation. And if that's the case, if this is the truth about God's entrance into the world, then there's hope for the rest of us. Because let's be honest, the mess is where we most often find ourselves, isn't it? We are not a polished and refined people. We are a people who know intimately well how anything that can go wrong will go wrong. We live and we die by the messes that we make. Our lives are so far from the realm of perfection that if God's entrance had been marked by the full pomp and circumstance due a king, if Jesus' birth had involved all of those signs of the empire, if it would have been a prim and proper ordeal, then we would have no place in such a story. We, with all of the messes that we bring, we would not have been found worthy enough to come see the royal child. But thank God that God does not demand such polished perfection. Instead, the angelic proclamation made to those dirty, smelly shepherds is the same that's declared tonight. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Though he is displaced, though he may be scrambling for shelter, though he may be haunted by scandalous rumor, to you is born this day such a Savior. See, when God enters the world, when Jesus is born into this whole mess of a situation, it is a welcomed invitation for you and for me. It means that when you walk up to the manger, there is plenty of room beside it for whatever mess you may be dealing with. God does not come to bless your perfection. God comes to claim you with all that you are, your messes included. That's the joy of this Christmas message. The one whom the prophet projects as wonderful counselor and mighty God and everlasting Father and Prince of Peace was born into this world for you. What's more is that even after this mess of a birth, this child grew up to face and redeem mess after mess after mess of those around him. And ultimately, he goes to the cross, taking head on the greatest mess of them all. This Jesus, the one who is now lying in a feeding trough, is executed for such messiness, but is raised again to usher in new life for those whom he has claimed. Rest assured, this is the same Christ who is with you in the midst of whatever mess you bring to this place tonight. This is the Christ child who's with you when the messy news of the diagnosis comes through. This is the Christ child who greets you in the mess of others' rejection, degradation, and bullying. This is the Christ child who's with you when you hit the mess of rock bottom. This is the Christ child who sits with you in the mess of grief left by loved ones now past. This is the Christ child, born into a mess of a situation, born for you, to bring you a new and more abundant life where you will never face any other mess, not even the mess of death itself alone. This is the joy of Christmas. Do not think that your imperfection ought to keep you away. Instead, sit and marvel at the wonder of what God can do with such a mess as this. Find yourself in the mess. But find the Christ child who bears it with you. Heed the angelic chorus and strike out with the shepherds, the strange companions on this journey. And come. Let us go now and see this divinely beautiful mess of a thing that has taken place. Merry Christmas. Amen.